Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 25. Senator Ted Cruz made an hour-long campaign stop at Mars Cheese Castle along I-94 in Kenosha County this afternoon, touring the store, sampling some bread, and meeting with voters in advance of tomorrow's primary. Cruz told reporters that tomorrow's vote will be important for two reasons.
Wisconsin is going to be pivotal. It'll be pivotal for the national debate. The entire country is looking at Wisconsin. But this is also a delegate fight.
Cruz's visit was the latest in a string of candidate appearances in Racine and Kenosha counties over the past few days. When it comes to the impact of Act 10 on Wisconsin and the working sector, suffice it to say Democratic and Republican lawmakers agree to keep disagreeing. On WRJN's Community Conversation this morning, Racine Democrat Corey Mason said affected workers have lost a voice in the process and the negative impact is there.
If you look at them over time, fall flat, taking away collective bargaining somehow means that people are going to get ahead, but that winds up not being true. We wind up paying prices for it, whether it's the quality of our roads or the quality of our schools or the quality of the building project that you want to do in the private sector.
Republican David Craig, whose assembly district includes a slice of northwest Racine County, said the financial benefit is clear to everyone.
And there's not a clamoring group of schools that are coming to the legislature saying, hey, reinstate collective bargaining for public employees. Because the superintendents and the school boards are seeing that it worked and that it saved them huge amounts of money. And the second point relates to the quality of the products. What diminishing value of products has occurred in public sector projects because of Act 10? I haven't seen one.
As for presidential politics, Mason supports Hillary Clinton while Craig is backing Ted Cruz. The Kenosha Board of Parks Commissioners is holding a special meeting this evening, and the agenda includes an update on the problems with the rubberized surface at the Dream Playground. The all-inclusive playground has been closed since problems with the surface were discovered, and it failed safety tests in several areas. City officials have been tight-lipped about the problem and what is being done to get the popular playground reopened, citing possible litigation. The agenda for tonight's special meeting says commissioners will get a status update on the problem. The commission will also review bids for the resurfacing of Kennedy Drive and the project to repair the revetment in Kennedy Park along the lakefront. Ontario has a number of concerns with Waukesha's request to withdraw water from Lake Michigan, which is opposed by municipal officials in Racine. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Waukesha's aquifer is running low and the water is contaminated with high levels of naturally occurring cancer-causing radium. Under the current regional agreement between Wisconsin, seven other states, plus Ontario and Quebec, water diversions away from the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River Basin are banned, with limited exceptions only when certain conditions are met. Now, even though it's outside the boundary of the Great Lakes Basin, Waukesha argues that it is part of a county that straddles the geographic line, and thus it should be allowed access. The promise of returning treated water to Lake Michigan via the Root River, that's the big concern for Racine City and county officials. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
A missing adult described as autistic was being sought for a time after he'd gone missing from a group facility in the Georgetown subdivision on Racine's far southwest side. Police used the City Watch phone system to notify residents about it around daybreak and then called back a few hours later to notify people the man had been found in Kenosha. Funeral services for slain Racine delivery driver James Norris will take place tomorrow evening. Norris was shot and killed on the city's far northeast side March 25th outside an apartment building in the 3900 block of Green Street. He left behind a wife and seven children along with his disabled mother. The service will be at 7 p.m. Tuesday at Grace Church on Highway 31. Wisconsin Army National Guard Colonel Joan Matthews made history today when Governor Walker promoted her to Brigadier General, the first woman general in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Matthews, a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, was also the Guard's first female Army Chief of Staff, Brigadier Commander, and Commander of the 1st Battalion 147th Aviation Regiment, and the first non-medical female colonel. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.